John Corona was ousted in the GOP primary by a Tea Party candidate. But Corona remains chairman of Associa, a Dallas-based company that works with homeowner association boards across the country. So in the second quarter of this year, he and his firm gave more than $21,000 to JANPAC, the governor's Federal Political Action Committee. Company spokesman Andrew Fortin said it's easy to paint Brewer as an ideologue, given her hardline stance on immigration.
But then you see how she approaches issues about providing access to health care for Arizonans and how, you know, she deals with the budget situation. And that's the kind of strong governance that, from a corporate and, you know, from Mr. Corona's personal standpoint, that we want to support.
The latest reports show Brewer now has more than $313,000 in the bank to spend on congressional races. The governor told Arizona Public Radio she has not decided on which races she will make independent expenditures.
We've got our eyes open and we're looking and we're going to spend that money appropriately and probably not all of it in the state of Arizona.
In 2012, Brewer did mailers and robocalls on behalf of some GOP candidates, but with mixed results. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.